For more than a year now, Americans have been told that the war against ISIS in Syria and Iraq has been going well, as were the U.S. efforts to train Iraqi soldiers. But today, a congressional task force said that intelligence was altered to make it appear that things were going better than they were. And it blamed U.S. Central Command, which runs the wars in the Middle East. Jim Axelrod has been looking into this.
The task force was formed to investigate a whistleblower complaint filed by a senior analyst at CENTCOM that intelligence was being manipulated by command leadership. Republican Congressman Mike Pompeo is a member of the task force.
This information from talented career professionals inside the analytic arm at CENTCOM did their job and accurately depicted what was going on the ground. But when it got to very senior levels, that information was changed.
According to the report, starting around mid-2014, final intelligence reports and public statements issued by CENTCOM painted a rosier picture of the Iraqi Army's strength than the initial assessments of its own analysts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are making progress.
Such as when CENTCOM's then-commander, General Lloyd Austin, testified in March of 2015 that ISIS had been weakened in Iraq.
The fact is that he can no longer do what he did at the outset, which is to seize and to hold new territory. He has assumed a defensive crouch in Iraq.
Around the same time, a CENTCOM official stated the Iraqi army could soon be ready to launch a major offensive to retake the city of Mosul. A year and a half later, that still hasn't happened.
When we send young men and women out to fight for our country, they need to have straight-up intelligence providing them information about what they're up against.
This task force was made up entirely of Republicans, but late today, Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee released their findings, and they largely reached the same conclusions. As for CENTCOM, Scott, this statement, they are reviewing the report, but since the investigation is ongoing, there will be no comment.
Jim Axelrod reporting for